Marissa Melton. Russia has stepped up airstrikes on military facilities in Kyiv a day after warning it will renew its assault on the capital of Ukraine in response to what it says are Ukrainian attacks on Russian soil. Moscow says it used sea-based long-range missiles to hit a tank factory on Saturday. On Friday, Russian strikes seriously damaged the Vizar plant near Kyiv's international airport, which produces Neptune cruise missiles. Neptunes were allegedly used to hit Russia's Moskva warship, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. The vessel sank. The defense ministry in Moscow said the number and scale of missile strikes against targets in Kyiv will increase in response to any terrorist attacks or sabotage committed by the Kyiv nationalist regime on Russian territory. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia could use nuclear weapons out of frustration at battlefield setbacks. He echoed comments by the CIA director William Burns, who said all of the world should be worried that Russia has begun to speak about nuclear and chemical weapons. The UN's World Food Program has appealed for access to people trapped in war zones, including the besieged Black Sea port of Mariupol in Ukraine. World Food Program Director David Beasley said it's one thing when people are suffering from the devastation of war. It's another thing when they're being starved to death. And Russia has banned entry to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and several of his senior ministers over their support for Ukraine. More than 5 million people have now fled Ukraine since the Russian invasion on February 24th. This is VOA News. The war in Ukraine also loomed over Pope Francis's Good Friday ritual.